You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Cardinals baseball today on this 5th of July, this Tuesday, with Jennifer Langosch, our MLB.com Cardinals reporter. And Jennifer, let's dive right in. Carlos Martinez, the guy, has just been snake-bitten lately. Four really outstanding starts in a row and not a single victory to show for it. The Cardinals are somehow 0-4 in those games. You know, how taxing is it right now, not just for him, but for his Cardinals teammates, to know that this guy's pitching his guts out and we're not supporting him in any way whatsoever?
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about four starts, 27 innings, in which he's allowed four runs total. And the Cardinals, as you mentioned, have not won any of those games. In a couple of instances, it was due to lack of run support. Other two games, it was due to a bullpen blow-up at the end. So, you know, this is a team that obviously is still trying to creep up and gain any kind of ground that they can against the Cubs, who have, you know, played pretty flat over the last month. And when you waste quality starts like this, as they have with Carlos the last four times through the rotation, those stink. And so certainly I think what we've seen from this offense over the last few weeks is a little more inconsistency than we did over the first 2 months of the season. And certainly, again, it's moving forward. If the Cardinals want to make a climb here and then certainly stay in the mix in the wild card race, these are the types of performances that they're going to have to maximize and make sure they can pull a W out of.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. The Cardinals were huge fans of the Mets this past weekend. The Mets sweeping the Cubs in a four-game series at Citi Field, but the ground that the Cardinals gained was only minimal because of the struggles, as you said, the offensive inconsistency, and nothing to show for Carlos Martinez despite four outstanding starts. Want to backtrack to last weekend's sweep over visiting Milwaukee. Jaime Garcia, this guy continues to be rather an enigma, Jennifer. He's had two, I think his two best starts of the year have both come against the Brewers. He had back in April that one-hit shutout, 13 Ks. He was also very good a couple of days ago, eight innings, I believe, four hits, maybe one run. But against teams not named Milwaukee, his ERA is 4.62. As I said, is he still the biggest enigma in this Cardinals rotation?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, the biggest question with him for the last several years is, can he stay healthy? And, you know, this year he's been able to stay healthy. He's kind of put that to the side, and yet he's been more inconsistent this year than ever before. I mean, we saw last year when he came back after that shoulder issue, and you could argue that he was, you know, from the middle of May when he returned to the end of the season, the Cardinals' best, most consistent starter. You know, I thought it was interesting in talking to him over the weekend after his start against Milwaukee. He actually talked about this idea of having to learn how to pitch healthy again, which seems really silly because you would think that's the position you'd want to be in. But his point was that, you know, hey, it's been 5 years since I've had to take on a full starter's load and had to pitch every 5 days and have to, you know, look toward maybe throwing around 200 innings. And that's the kind of workload that he hasn't had to shoulder because of, you know, no pun intended, shoulder and other arm issues. So I think he's learning how to pitch healthy again. He's learning how to control his movement, feeling stronger. Again, a lot of times the strength that he has by being healthy is now creating a little more or a more unpredictable movement than he's used to. So interesting to kind of wade through some of these new issues for him. Good sign, of course, is that he is healthy. And I still think that he is a guy, if he can stay healthy, it could certainly pick it up in the second half and be a good part of this rotation.
Yeah, very interesting way for him to explain the inconsistency is that sometimes your body feels too healthy and too strong. You have to reacclimate to that after you've been hurt for so long. So very interesting explanation there by Jaime Garcia. We'll see what happens moving forward. And Jennifer, a very small sample size, but want to get your thoughts on the first two closing debuts of the final boss, Sungjae Im. Saturday, he was brilliant. Worked a perfect night, 13 pitches, 2 Ks. Sunday, a mixed bag. Gave up a hit, a run, and he actually walked two. He still did have the two strikeouts. So, again, a very, very small sample size, but your very early impressions of Sungjae Im.
Well, he is living up to his nickname now, the final boss. It didn't just fit as well in the seventh or eighth inning, but he is going to get the opportunities. I mean, he's pitched well. I would say this last week has been one of his rockier weeks of the season. We saw even the two appearances leading up to those two save opportunities a little bit rough for him. You know, and that's probably to be expected. I mean, this is a guy that, you know, a lot of teams didn't know, had very little familiarity with, and now he's going to slowly become a known quantity. He's facing teams, you know, here like the Brewers and the Pirates, for the third or fourth series already this year. Teams are going to figure him out. They're going to start to adjust. He's going to have to start to adjust back. Now, that being said, you know, Mike Matheny still refuses to name a new closer. As he put it the other day, we're not going to go put a C on anybody's chest. So why do we have to kind of give anybody that label? But it's pretty clear right now that Trevor Rosenthal is just not right. So he's not going to go back to him anytime soon. And you know, you can't argue with the Cardinals for wanting to go with a guy like Oh, who, you know, over a very decorated career in Asia, collected 357 saves. So that ninth inning is going to be his for the foreseeable future. And really, he lives up not only to the Final Boss nickname, but the Stone Buddha nickname as well, which is a pretty awesome nickname, I might add. But very unflappable in the ninth inning, and we've seen that thus far in that small sample size.
I was not aware of Stone Buddha. I agree. That's actually cooler than the Final Boss. I think we might have to make a shift here with his what he's primarily known as. That's a great nickname. He's got two great nicknames. Who can say that? So Sungwan Oh, bit of a mixed bag this past weekend, but it seems like he is going to be the ninth inning guy moving forward. And Jennifer, to shift gears, a great moment Saturday for Yadier Molina, his 1,500th career hit, got the nice ovation from the great fans at Busch Stadium. And Jen, I want to ask, in a historical context, you know, you hear his name all the time alongside Ted Simmons, and I think that Simmons is still considered the better offensive player of the two, but does Yadi get the nod in terms of the better overall player because he's been so brilliant defensively for so many years?
Yeah, I think so. And I think in some ways, Yadi has also overachieved offensively versus what a lot of people thought when he was coming up. I mean, he was a player coming up through the Cardinal system that, you know, his defense was always lauded, and he was expected to be a defensive first catcher. And then we saw for several years there, a few years ago, where he was one of the best offensive catchers in this game as well. That has tailed off. And particularly this year, it's tailed off over the last month and a half. I think those two are neck and neck. It's interesting that they're the only two catchers in franchise history that have reached that 1,500 hit mark. So certainly, you know, kind of alone in that category. But I think by the end of Yadier Molina's career, which is going to last, I would expect several more years here in St. Louis, he will probably jump Ted Simmons as the best catcher in franchise history. And, you know, of course, Ted Simmons hasn't made it to the National Baseball Hall of Fame, which is, I think, a lot of people expect Yadi to make a very strong run at it eventually being a Hall of Famer.
And, Jen, to wrap up here in the final minute or so we have left, Colton Wong back at second base for one day as Matt Carpenter was placed on bereavement leave, I believe, for a day or two. Is this just a one-shot deal? Is there anything more we can read into this? Or was this just, as I said, a one-shot deal because of the situation with Carpenter?
Yeah, it was more of just a fill-in opportunity. Carpenter had a death in the family, had to leave town, so it was a natural fit to send Colton Wong back to the infield. It is important, I think, to know, you know, Colton, that when we asked him about going back to second, he still believes that that's his position of the future, and he believes that's where he's best, where his long-term fit can be. And, you know, the Cardinals don't argue with that. I mean, I think they still agree that he can be an above-average second baseman. The reality is right now, there's just no room for him in the infield. So now that Matt Carpenter is back, and I mean, you look at Matt Carpenter, the season he's putting up, I mean, I think he has to be talked about as among the first half MVPs in this league. Colton, his opportunities are going to come in center field. And I'd say the Cardinals have been very pleased thus far what they've seen of him, a small sample size, of course, but he's been able to handle center very well. He can play second when needed. And again, I think both parties agree that long term, hopefully he can make his way back to that position. But of course, it's just going to depend upon the pieces around him.
Jennifer Langosch, you are an all-star multitasker. We appreciate the time so much on this Tuesday, and we'll do it again at this time next week for sure. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, St. Louis Cardinals.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.